From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. An international summit on nuclear security gets underway in Seoul, South Korea this week, with both President Obama and South Korean President Lee warning North Korea against a planned missile launch.
The real consequence, should they go forward with a launch, is they will have missed an opportunity.
North Korea's rocket launch is planned for next month. The president today visited U.S. troops in the demilitarized zone separating North and South Korea. He told the troops they are on freedom's frontier. In Afghanistan, there's been a U.S. payout to victims and their relatives in the wake of an apparent shooting rampage by a U.S. soldier. NPR's Quill Lawrence has details.
According to Afghan officials in Kandahar province in the south, villagers have reported that they met with U.S. officials, U.S. military officials paid them compensation, about $50,000 for each of the 17 victims of the massacre on March 11th, and about $11,000 for each of the wounded victims. And this was the first contact between the U.S. military, apparently, and the survivors of the killings.
NPR's Quill Lawrence reporting from Kabul. Hundreds of Israelis rallied against a military strike on Iran. As Linda Gradstein reports, other Israelis are posting Facebook posters or visiting an art exhibit on Iran.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has repeatedly said that a nuclear-armed Iran is an existential danger to Israel, and Israel will not rule out a military option. Yet some Israelis say they oppose an Israeli strike on Iran. In Tel Aviv, hundreds of Israelis are calling on the government not to attack Iran, saying it would cost billions of dollars and might not be effective. Other Israelis are uploading posters of themselves on Facebook with signs that read, "Iranians, we will never bomb your country. We love you." Some Iranians are posting similar images with their faces blurred or removed. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
GOP presidential hopeful Rick Santorum says he will not accept the notion that the Republican contest is over and that Mitt Romney is the inevitable nominee. He says his victory this weekend in Louisiana demonstrates that.
Governor Romney's not going to be able to pound Barack Obama into the ground by outspending them 20 to 1. We're going to have someone who can beat him on the issues, who can connect with voters, and that's why we won Louisiana last night. I think that's why we're going to do well here in Wisconsin.
Santorum spoke on CBS Face the Nation. The next GOP primaries are April 3rd in Wisconsin, the District of Columbia, and Maryland. The movie adaptation of the teen literary sensation Hunger Games now setting a record. This is NPR News. Slowly but surely, people are queuing up for the Supreme Court's consideration of the health care reform law that took effect 2 years ago. At this hour, on this gloomy day, about a dozen people are standing in line at the Supreme Court steps. Oral arguments are open to the public, but seating is limited and granted on a first-come, first-served basis. The issue has been a political lightning rod, and a decision by the justices will no doubt play into the election year debate. A political scandal has erupted in Britain. A senior fundraiser for the ruling Conservatives has been caught on camera offering access to the Prime Minister in return for big donations to the party. NPR's Philip Reeves says that official has now resigned.
Peter Cruddas, co-treasurer of the Conservative Party, was filmed by undercover reporters from Rupert Murdoch's Sunday Times. Cruddas talks about donations of the equivalent of up to $400,000 and about access to Prime Minister David Cameron and Finance Minister George Osborne.
When we talk about your donations, The first thing we want to do is get you at the Cameron and Osborne dinners.
Donors can try to influence policy, says Cruddas.
If you're unhappy about something, we'll listen to you and we'll put it into the policy committee at number 10.
Cruddas has now quit, saying he regrets what he calls his bluster. The Conservative Party says it always ensures all donations comply with the law. But this incident is a big blow to Cameron, who came into power promising to curb corporate lobbying. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
In Silao, Mexico, the atmosphere was festive as the Pope greeted hundreds of thousands of Mexican Catholics. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.